Hi, welcome to episode 39. Today we'll be reading Romans chapter 2, verses 28 through 29. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. In episode 38, we talked about the circumcised man who didn't keep the law and based his confidence on the fact that he had this outward work in his flesh, marking his covenant with God. Paul is making the point that with the coming of Christ, the people of God are no longer just the ethnic Jews, but God has extended his mercy to the Gentiles, and the mark of this new covenant is not in the cutting of the outward flesh, but in the inward change of the man. This is probably one of the most misunderstood things about faith in Christ. Most people assume it's just another religion of law-keeping. Don't misunderstand me. A Christian isn't careless in the way they live, but the whole motivation of the life is changed. Other people serve their gods from a sense of obligation, but we serve ours from hearts filled with delight in Him. It's a supernatural work of God within the man. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27 talks about it this way. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and to carefully observe my ordinances. And this is what Jesus has done. In the supernatural act of making us a new creation, He changed our hearts so that the God we were indifferent to, we now love. We once lived for ourselves, and now we delight to live for Him. God's covenant with man is no longer signified by each man piercing his own flesh, but by God piercing the flesh of His Son. Through the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, every people group and ethnicity are invited to come and have their sins washed away, to come and be the people of God. Jesus is the Savior for all men. Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear from you, so feel free to leave a comment below. If this has been an encouragement to you, please subscribe and share.